Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. There are plenty of ways that we deal with the book of Revelation. Hollywood has a field day with it, and vastly distorts it. Preachers use it also in rather warped fashion from time to time as sort of a end time manual. And it just, I will never forget, it was not this passage in Revelation, but I was at summer camp at down in West Virginia, and we had some campers ask about the book of Revelation. We had been going through some things during the week, and of course, everybody asks about Revelation. And their overarching response to it, not even really knowing it, was one of fear. Because so very often we focus on those weird and strange passages, the four horsemen, the last one that rides on a pale horse, which is, of course, death. We get the image of the dragon and just all of those things, this sort of cosmic heavenly warfare. And I pulled out in response to the question a passage out of the 21st chapter where the city of God comes down, where God finally comes, and there was a new heaven and a new earth, and God comes down to live with humanity on that new heaven and new earth, where they finally join together. No more is there a rupture between the two, and all of the brokenness is gone. Death will be no more, tears will be no more, grief will be no more. They were stunned that the overarching theme of Revelation is not fear and destruction, but a continued proclamation of the good news. All of the brokenness of the world will be healed. And the way that that works out throughout the book of Revelation is that the crowds involved sing. They sing and they sing. It is a grand liturgy. You can look at the book of Revelation. I mean, you can look at the book of Revelation as a weird history. You can look at it as a future history. You can look at it as allegory for the history of the time that the folks were living in then. But the other way you can look at it is as a liturgy manual. They sing. In fact, we get today many angels singing, suddenly then joined in with all of creation, not just the heavenly beings, but every creature in heaven and on earth and under the sea and in the earth and all that is in them. Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And of course, if you've ever heard the full Handel's Messiah, this is sort of like an ultimate climax. Forget the Hallelujah chorus. This becomes really key. To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. It was brilliant in the Green Book, the Lutheran Book of Worship, to include the "this is the feast" passage to the liturgies. It was an introduction. And we've continued, and we sing it now. This is our Easter song. This is the feast. Now we have to wrestle with the fact that this lamb is also a lion. And I suspect he's like Aslan, not very tame. He's a lion. But he is a lamb. There's the Lion of Judah. Boom, and we look, and there's a lamb. In the Easter season, we are invited to join in this song, the song of the angels and of all creation. The resurrection kickstarts that. The resurrection of Jesus is the first fruits of this kingdom, of this reality that comes before us. So the question isn't, as those who look, when is Jesus coming back, right? We know he's coming back, but we also know that in his resurrection, he has kickstarted the kingdom. And so we begin to hear this refrain echoing throughout our lives, throughout the world. In the midst of all of the brokenness, in the midst of all of the terrible things that happen, there are people around who continue to uphold and begin to sing with their lives, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." This is important for us. One, that we don't fool ourselves into thinking that we have to build a perfect society here and now. We don't have to, we're not constantly on a road of further and further perfection as we become more and more technologically advanced. The inequalities, the brokenness that exists still exists as our technology increases and increases. There are still haves and have-nots. There are still being people massacred. There are still being children abused. There are still people living on the margins of society. Because in some ways, our system needs that. It needs to have people down and out so that it can continue to say, "You better work hard or you'll end up like that." And the consistent message of God is, that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not the way that it will be. So sing along. Join in the hymn of all creation. It is not, when we sing that in our liturgy, it's not just a raise up your voice. But wherever it is that we work and speak against inequality and brokenness and sin and all of the systemic problems that surround us, we are joining in that song, lifting up the one who was slaughtered, the one who was slain. This is very key for us to understand that in Easter, the one who is raised is the one who will reign. As Christ ends the power of death, he ends all of those things that should die. all of the brokenness. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. The Lamb provides a feast, an abundance for us. Later in Revelation, we read that the Lamb becomes our food. The Lamb becomes our light. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. It's the presence of the Lamb who is our food. Christ feeds, strengthens, and sustains us. Now, in this time, he gives us this feast, bread and wine, his body and his blood, to connect with us, to build our faith, that we may continue to trust this vision. A vision when all is made well, all is healed. A time now for us strengthens our faith so that we might join in this song with him. Thanks be to God. Amen.